We had a military veteran. She served 21 years. And a group of veterans actually in the Lowell area, just they call themselves Team 12. I got to give them credit. They were visiting this woman veteran in a nursing home and found that her care seemed questionable at best. Basically, she had been determined to be bedridden. She wasn't getting out of bed. Often they felt like she was eating way late in the day, not getting food or water very well. And they approached KDVA to see what we could do. Now, one of these members is a retired police officer, and I myself am the same. And so we talked about the legal aspects of it as well. But our first priority was to get her to the right care. And she was getting, she had enough money to pay for her long-term care, but she couldn't go much above what she was already paying. So we coordinated here at KDVA with our director, our executive director of our long-term care, our veterans care centers, to see what might be available. This woman lived in Louisville. Of course, closest is our Radcliffe Veterans Center, but we didn't have any openings that weren't on a wait list for a bit. And so they worked around for me, and we were able to get her into Thompson Hood over in Wilmore. So the beauty of all this story is that the place where she was staying, the veteran that brought her to us basically said, look, I don't think she's getting the right care. She never gets out of bed. Don't think she gets fed well. So I called a couple days after this Team 12 escorted her over to Thompson Hood, and they were all in uniform and wanted her to make her feel very special and that she was going to a wonderful place with veterans. So they all dressed up, and they got her uniform, put it on a kind of a display to put in her room. So when I called back a couple of days later to check on her, I said, how's she doing? And they said, well, she's already had lunch in the lunchroom with the veterans, and she's out in the courtyard right now having a little snack in the sunshine, and she gets up daily to go to her meals and to her snacks and so forth.
So she'd gone from bedridden to out and about and kind of living her life.
Living with other veterans where she feels a part of it. The other piece I left off is the reason they ended up visiting her so frequently. A, she was a veteran, but B, she had no family to visit her. She did have a power of attorney, but no one else was coming to visit her, and she'd been in this facility. I'm trying to look at the number. I want to say it seems like 11 years that she hadn't really had anybody other than her power of attorney to check on her.
And is this the kind of service that you provide all veterans who come to you? Is it kind of a group effort of, well, you know, I might not be the person who normally does this, but we're going to get this done. Is that kind of how it works at KDVA?
It absolutely is. So we have our homeless veterans program who can provide, she provides a one-time stipend to eligible veterans. And basically that can help pay for, keep somebody from becoming homeless or to keep a utility on or to help them get into shelter, some type of housing. If we also take it over to the benefit side, and we have reps around the state, what we call our veteran benefit field reps, that help you get your VA benefit, whether that be pension or compensation. There's two different things there. Or if you need VA health care, we try to work through that. So we work to see if that veteran needs benefits or they're getting benefits. So we want, what I understand is there's a great percentage of our veterans in Kentucky are not using the benefits that they may be eligible for. So we take them through those steps and work to get them their benefits. And so that helps them often financially and or with health care. They need a job or they need further education or some type of support. If they want to stay in the workforce, then I work on that side, and I network with a whole lot of other people around the state and within state government to help a veteran find employment.
It's not overstating it to say that the services that you guys provide save veterans' lives. Is that your experience?
Well, in this case that I was telling you about, this 21-year woman veteran, I think that we just gave years on her life. When she came out of the home she was in, she had bed sores, like I said, just multiple. And now she's happy. There's a lot of things that go along with being in a nursing home, not just health, but then you have mental health issues. So now she's, in fact, I was kind of curious, and the director told me, he said that, you know, sometimes when they go from almost nothing to having so much and being with somebody that cares so much about them and takes care of them, it's almost overstimulating. But she did very well in her transition. So there's mental health issues, too, that come with the lack of care or pain management and those type of things. So we do everything we can kind of to totally help a veteran to the best of our ability. We do have, with KDVA, we have 4 long-term care, what we call the veteran centers, and those are around the state, and they are the beautiful facilities, prettiest, cleanest places you'll ever go. They smell nice every time you walk in. The floors are immaculate. So we have those, and we're looking towards a 5th one in Bowling Green. And then we have our 5 cemeteries that are available to our veterans. And they, if you've never been to one, they are beautifully maintained, extremely reverent towards all of our veterans. There's memorials on the grounds. We provide funeral honors for anyone that wants those for their veteran. So, again, kind of from the time that they're possibly in the service to when they need to make end-of-life plans, we can help those veterans.
April, thank you so much. I appreciate all the information and the stories that you had.
My pleasure. And one other thing that I try to reiterate to people, when you're looking for veteran benefits, we do a whole lot, and we do it all for free. So we don't ask for – we encourage people to come to us before they would ever pay somebody to help them get a benefit.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, ma'am.